be silent. Close your eyes. Feel your body to be completely frozen. Now collect all your consciousness and look inwards as deep as you can. Make the consciousness just like an arrow that goes to the target. The target is the center of your being. To be at the being, to the very center of your life. You are also at the very center of the universe. From this silence, from this nothingness, everything arises. All the flowers and all the stars and all the Buddhas to be at this center is to have reached to the last milestone of a long journey of thousands of lives. To be a Buddha is the end of the road. Finally, the Buddha jumps beyond himself and disappears into the universal energy, melts just like ice melts. The evening has been so beautiful, and your being silent, sitting like Buddhas, has made it a great splendor. To deepen the splendor, Nividana, relax, just witnessing your body, your mind and everything. You are just a mirror and nothing else. Rejoice this silence. Rejoice this intensity of peace. Let your every fiber, every cell, be filled with the life juice you have entered in. Be completely soaked, drenched, so when you come back, you bring the Buddha with you. The Buddha has to be in your actions, in your words, in your silences, in your speech. Remember only one thing: you have been a Buddha forever. It is not something new, but only a new revelation. Nibbidhanna, come back. But come back with the Buddha deep in your empty heart, gracefully, silently. Sit down. Just few moments of recollection. Remembering the path you have been, the space you entered, the tremendous experience of being a Buddha, the remembrance should go on echoing in you around the clock. Okay, Manisha?
Yes, Bhagwan.
Can we celebrate the 10,000 Buddhas?
Yes, Bhagwan.